As a writer, you know better than to believe that any idea, any particular wording, even the hitch of a three-syllable phrase, will survive the walk from mall to car intact. You get it down as soon as you can, wherever you can, in spare margins and grocery store receipts. Be aware that by the time you get through the parking lot and into the car, drive home and lose the note for 3 weeks at the bottom of the fruit bowl, what you've recorded isn't quite recognizable as a flash of genius insight. "You were a sweet boy, but you never recognized my voice on the telephone," I wrote once on a credit card statement. "I don't dream about sex," the quarter-chopped sheet haunting my journal offers, answered by a post-it note inside the cover. "Occasionally, you get a large Coke with fries." I'm swamped with cryptic thoughts scribbled on multicolored bits of paper. Reach into my coat pocket for my wallet and six of them fall out. Open my glove box, who knows what you'll find. Of course, there's that rare note that doesn't reincarnate as some barely legible scrap you can't use but wouldn't dare throw away. There's also the piece of the puzzle you got down just in time. I duck to the back room and race the words to the page with an ease I'd never known outside a stolen moment. I folded my jewel and put it in my left back pocket so I'd be sure to get it home. For the rest of my shift, I touched it as though it gave me sustenance through touch. It's bound to turn up again eventually. When it does, I'll let you know.